This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, and to find out how you can volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recorded by Corey Samuel. Domestic Cookery, Useful Recipes, and Hints to Young Housekeepers by Elizabeth E. Lee. Section 10, Preserves, Jellies, etc. To clarify sugar. To every 4 pounds of sugar, put a quart of water and the whites of 2 eggs. If you put in the egg after it gets hot, it will cook before it has the desired effect. When it comes to a boil and the scum rises, pour in a little cold water. Let it boil up, take it off the settle, and skim it well. Let it boil up and skim it 3 times. When it will be fit to preserve with. You should always clarify white Havana sugar. Apples. Apples should be preserved in November, and they will keep till June. Take firm pippins, pare them, and take out the cores, leaving them whole. Or, after you have cored them, cut them across in 2 pieces. They will then be in rings. Put them in cold water as fast as they are pared, to keep them from turning dark. Make a syrup of 1 pound of loaf sugar and 1/2 pint of water to each 1 pound of apples. White the apples and put in as many as will go in without one laying on another. Let them boil swiftly till they look clear. Then take them up carefully on dishes and put in some more. When all are done, if the syrup should seem too thin, boil it up after the apples are taken out. Cut the peel of several lemons in thin rings, boil them in a little water till they are soft, and throw them in the syrup after the apples are taken out. Put the syrup in a bowl, and set all away till the next day. When put the apples in glass jars, or large bowls, spread the lemon peel about them, and put the syrup on the top. Paste several thicknesses of paper over, and set them in a cool, dry closet. If you only want the apples to keep a few weeks, they may be done with 1/2 pound of sugar to 1 pound of apples, and will look and taste quite as well. Apples with brown sugar. Pare and halve your apples, either pippins, red streaks, or wine saps. Make a syrup of light brown sugar, allowing 1/2 pound to 1 pound of the fruit. After boiling and clarifying the syrup, pour it over the fruit, and set it by for 2 days. Then cook them, and seasoned with green ginger root they are excellent. They will not require much cooking, and should be of a light brown colour. Crab apples. Put the crab apples in a kettle with grape leaves in and around them, with some alum. Keep them at scalding heat for an hour. Take them out, skin them, and take out the seeds with a small knife, leaving on the stems. Put them in cold water, make a syrup of 1 pound of sugar to 1 pound of apples. Wipe the apples and put them in. Let them stew gently till they look clear. Take them out and let the syrup boil longer. Currants. Make a syrup of 1 pint of currant juice to 3 pounds of sugar. If it is brown sugar, put in the white of an egg to clarify it. Let it boil and skim it. Have 3 pounds of currants picked and stemmed. Put them in the syrup and let them boil slowly, about 20 minutes. Take them up and let the syrup boil longer. Pineapples. Pare and slice the pineapples and make a syrup of 1 pound of sugar and 1/2 pint of water to 1 pound of fruit. Clarify and skim it. Then put in the apples and let them cook gently for 1/2 hour. If you do not want to keep them long, much less sugar will do. Blackberries. Allow 1 pint of currant juice and 1 pint of water to 6 pounds of blackberries. Give them their weight in brown sugar. Let them boil till they appear to be done, and the syrup is rich. Blackcurrant jelly can be made as currant jelly, and is good for sick children, mixed with water. Blackberry flummery. Stew 3 pints of blackberries with 1 pint of sugar. Soak a teacup full of ground rice, and when the berries have been stewing about 15 minutes, stir in the rice, and stir the whole time until it becomes thick. This should be eaten cold with cream, and will keep 2 days. Cherries. To preserve 4 pounds of cherries, take 1 pint of currant juice, into which put 5 pounds of sugar. When this boils up, take off any scum that rises, and put in half of the cherries, with part of each stem on. When they look so clear that you can see the stone, they are done. Take these up on a dish and put in the rest, and let them do slowly the same length of time. Take them up, and let the syrup boil a few minutes longer. Do not put them in the jars till they are quite cold. Glass jars are the best to keep all early fruits in, as you can then see if they begin to ferment. If they do, you must boil them over. Always put them in a window where they will be exposed to the sun. Common cherries. Stone the light-coloured common cherries, and to every pound of fruit allow 1 pound of sugar, which boil up with the juice. After you have skimmed it, throw in the cherries and let them boil till the syrup is rich. Cherries for common use. Stone 12 pounds of morel cherries. Allow 1/2 pound of brown sugar to each pound of fruit. After it is stoned, let them cook slowly for 2 hours. Examine them through the summer, and if they show any signs of fermentation, set them in a brick oven after the bread is done, or in a Dutch oven of hot water, which keep at boiling heat for 1 hour. It is a good plan to know the weight of your preserving kettle, as you can then weigh the fruit in it with a pair of steelyards. Apricots. Pour boiling water on the apricots and wipe them dry. Then cut them in half and take out the stone. Make a syrup of their weight in sugar and a little water. When this has boiled, put in the fruit, and let it cook slowly till it is clear and the syrup is rich. Ginger. Scrape the outside from the green ginger and boil it in a little water till it is soft. Then take it out and scrape off any spots that are on it. Make a syrup of 1/2 pint of water to 1 pound of sugar and 1 pound of ginger. Let it boil slowly about 1/2 hour. Take it up and boil the syrup a little longer. Greengage plums. Take an equal quantity of fruit and sugar. Pour boiling water on the plums and wipe them dry. Stick them over with a pin. Make a syrup of the sugar and some water, and when it boils, put in 1/2 the plums. Let them do slowly till they are clear, then take them out and put in the rest. If the syrup should be thin, let it boil longer. Do not put them in the jars till the next day. Egg plums may be done in the same way. Green lemons. Take the young lemons, cut them in half, scrape them and take out the pulp. Cut them in such shapes as you please. Put them in a preserving kettle and cover them with water. Put in a little alum to green them, and let them boil till they are transparent. Then take them out and drain them on a cloth. Give the kettle another cleansing, and put them in with their weight in sugar. Let them stew gently, but be careful that they do not boil. Let them cook till the syrup is rich. Raspberries. Boil 3 pounds of raspberries in 1 pint of currant juice for 10 minutes. Put in 4 pounds of sugar, and let them boil 1/2 hour, or until it is a jelly. Paste paper over the jar. Citron melon. Pare the melon, and cut it in slices 1/2 inch thick, without the seeds. Let it lay in salt and water for 1 hour. Then wash the salt off and boil it in strong ginger tea. Make a thin syrup and boil it again. Then make a syrup of 1 pound of loaf sugar to 1 pound of citron, and boil it in this till it is clear. Season it with mace and lemon peel. Watermelon rinds. Cut the rinds in any form you please. put them in strong salt and water, with cabbage leaves over and around them, and set them in a warm place till they become yellow. Then wash them, and put them in a kettle with alum and water, and grape or cabbage leaves over and through them. Set them on the fire, and keep it at scalding heat for 2 hours, but do not let them boil. If they are not of a fine green colour, change the water and leaves. When they are green enough, put them in cold, soft water for 3 days, changing the water twice a day. Then make a syrup of rather more than 1 pound of sugar to 1 pound of melon, some sliced ginger, the peel of a lemon, and a little mace. Let them boil slowly 15 minutes. Take them up, and boil them again at the end of a week. Cantaloupes, cucumbers, or melons. Take young watermelons, cucumbers, or cantaloupes. Scrape the melons and cut the rinds in shapes. Leave the cucumbers whole. Put them in a preserving kettle with alum and water. Cover them, and let them boil till they are transparent. Take them out, wash them in cold water, and wipe each piece separately. Have your kettle nicely cleaned, and give them rather more than their weight in sugar. Put a layer of sugar and a layer of melon, some slices of green ginger, and the rind and juice of a lemon. Let them stew over the fire till the syrup is rich. Take them up, and stew them over again in about a week. Cranberries. To preserve cranberries, allow them their weight in sugar. Make a syrup of the proportions of 1/2 pint of water to 2 pounds of the sugar. Boil and skim it before you put the fruit in. Then let them boil until clear. To make sauce to eat with roast fowls, put 3/4 pound of sugar to 1 pound of fruit. Gooseberries. Take the large gooseberries, pick off the stems and blossoms, give them their weight in sugar. Put them in the kettle alternately with the sugar, and pour over them 1 pint of water to 4 pounds of fruit. Let them boil gently till the scum arises. When this is taken off, let them cook faster. When clear, take them up on dishes and boil the syrup longer. Peaches. Have sweet, white, clingstone peaches. Pare and stone them. To each pound, take 1 pound of sugar made in a syrup. Put the peaches in, and when they look clear, take them up on dishes. Let the syrup boil longer. A new mode of preserving peaches. Pare, halve, and weigh the peaches. Put them in a preserving kettle of boiling water, and to 6 pounds of peaches, put a teaspoonful of soda or pearl ash. Let them boil 1 minute, then take them out and throw them in cold water. Scrape off the black scum which adheres to the peaches. Wipe and lay them on a dish. Have the kettle cleaned, and put the peaches in layers, with 1/2 their weight in sugar. They will not require any water. Let them cook slowly at first, then boil till clear, when take them out, and let the syrup boil till it becomes rich. The flavour of the peach is retained, and they are not so sweet as in the old way. Damsons. Weigh out as much sugar as you have fruit. If it is brown, you must clarify it. Put 1 pint of water to 3 pounds of sugar. Make a syrup, wash the damsons, put them in and let them cook slowly for 1/2 an hour. Then take them out on dishes, and let them dry in the sun for 2 days, taking them in the house at night. Boil the syrup 1/2 an hour after the fruit is taken out. When done in this way, they will be whole and clear. You can make a jam by boiling them slowly for 2 hours, or a jelly as currants. To preserve strawberries. Gather the strawberries in the midday. Pick out the largest and best, stem them, and to each pound of strawberries put 1 pound of loaf sugar and 1 glass of white wine. Let them stand 4 or 5 hours. Take off the syrup so as not to mash the fruit, and clarify it. Then put in the strawberries, and to each pound put as much fine alum as will lay on the blade of a penknife. Let them boil up several times, and shake them round in the kettle, but do not stir them with a spoon, as that will mash them. A few minutes boiling is sufficient. After you take out the fruit, let the syrup boil up, and when it is nearly cold, pour it over them in the jar. Put a piece of white paper over the top, and pour a spoonful of brandy on it. Paste several thicknesses of paper over the jar. If you like your preserved strawberries, cherries, or peaches to have a fine pale colour, allow them to bob half the time recommended in the recipe. Then spread the fruit thin on dishes, with but little syrup. Pour the rest of the syrup also on dishes, and set them daily in the sun. If the weather be clear and the sun hot, 4 days will be sufficient. Preserves done in this manner do not ferment. You should spread a piece of gauze or netting over them to keep out insects or dust. Another way. To each pound of the fruit, take a pound of crushed sugar. Put them in the preserving kettle, a layer of sugar and a layer of fruit. Let them stand a little while to make syrup before putting them over the fire. They should boil fast for 20 minutes. Watch them all the time, taking off the scum as it rises. Stir them gently without mashing the berries. Put them in jars, put brandy papers over them, and paste or tie them close. Preserves should never be put in jars that have had pickles in them. Tomatoes. Take solid round tomatoes, scald and peel them. Give them their weight in sugar. Put a layer of sugar and of tomatoes alternately. Let them boil slowly till the syrup forms, then boil faster till clear and the syrup is rich. Season with lemon peel, ginger or mace. Some prefer the yellow tomato for preserving. Quinces. Pick out the finest quinces, pare them and cut them in halves or in rings. Take the best of the parings and the seed and boil them in water till they are very soft. Strain the liquor and have the kettle cleaned again. Wash and weigh the quinces and give them their weight in sugar. Put the sugar in the water the parings were boiled in. Skin it, and put in the quinces. Let them boil very slowly till clear. Take them up on dishes, and boil the syrup longer. Green peppers. Get peppers that have a sweet taste. Take out the seeds, leaving on the stems. Lay them in salt and water for 3 days, changing the water each day. Then put them in a kettle with leaves around them, and a small piece of alum. Let them scald, but not boil, for 2 hours. Take them out, and let them lay in water 3 days, changing it twice each day. Then boil them in sugar and water 15 minutes. Then make a syrup, allowing them their weight in sugar, and boil them gently in it 30 minutes. Take them out, and boil the syrup longer. Pumpkin. Choose a fine-grained, high-coloured pumpkin, fully ripe. Cut it in thin slices, about 4 inches long and 2 wide. To 2 pounds of pumpkin, put 2 pounds of sugar in a bowl. Cut the peel of 2 lemons in rings, and squeeze the juice over the pumpkin. Let it stand all night. The next day, put it on to preserve with 2 teacups of water. Let it cook gently till the pumpkin seems clear and crisp. Take it up, scald the lemon peel, and boil it in the syrup. Cool it on dishes, and put it in a jar. Green fox grape jelly. Fill a kettle with grapes, and let them boil with a pint of water till the skins burst. Mash and strain them. Put a pound of sugar to a pint of juice, and let it boil 30 minutes. Ripe fox grapes may be made into very nice jelly in the same way, and is very good to drink in sickness mixed with water. Pears. Pare and core the fruit, but leave the stems on. Put them in a syrup of 1 pound of sugar and 1/2 pint of water to 1 pound of pears, with some green ginger or lemon peel. Boil the syrup 30 minutes after they are done. Ripe fox grape jam. To 2 quarts of grapes, allow 3 pounds of brown sugar and 1 pint of water. Have the grapes picked over and washed. Put them all together and let them boil more than 1 hour. Take them up on shallow dishes. and pick out as many seeds as you can with a spoon. This makes a good common preserve when other fruits are scarce. They are also very good for pies. Currant jelly. Pick the leaves from the currants and fill your kettle with them. Put a teacup of water to keep them from sticking. Cover them with a plate and let them boil slowly half an hour. Take them out and strain them through a flannel bag. To every pint of juice, put a pound of loaf sugar. Let it boil till it is a thick jelly, which will be in about 15 minutes, and put it in tumblers or jars. Lemon butter or French honey. Take half a pound of butter, melt it in an earthen dish, and squeeze in the juice of 6 lemons. Beat 12 eggs with 2 pounds of brown sugar. Stir it in with the rind of 2 lemons grated. Mix it all together and let it boil 20 minutes. When it will be about the consistency of honey, the flavour is agreeable, and it may be eaten on bread or as a sauce for boiled pudding. Currant syrup. Prepare the currants as for jelly. To every pint of juice, put a pint of water and a pound of sugar. Let it boil half an hour and skim it well. If the flavour of the raspberry is preferred, it may be added in the proportion of 1 pint of it to 4 of currant juice. It is a very pleasant drink mixed with water in warm weather. Quince jelly. Wash and wipe the quinces. Cut them in small pieces and take out the seeds carefully. Have your kettle cleaned and half full of water. Throw the quinces and seeds in till you get it full. Cover them over and let them boil till very soft. Mash them well and strain them. To every pint of juice, put a pound of sugar. Clean the kettle again, pour in the juice and sugar, and let it boil till it forms a jelly. It should be put into teacups if you want to turn it out whole, with brandy papers on top, and pasted over. It is a nice jelly to use with whips or trifle. Apple jelly. Pare and quarter a preserving kettle full of pippin apples. Cover them with water, and lay a plate close over them. Let them boil until perfectly soft, taking the plate off to skim them. Spread a coarse, thin cloth over a large bowl. Pour the apples on the cloth and let the juice run through, without squeezing. Hold the towel by the corners and move it gently. Take 3/4 pound of loaf sugar to a pint of the juice and boil it fast, skimming it until it becomes jelly, which will be in 10 to 15 minutes. Pour it in tumblers or glass jars, and when quite cold, paste them over. This will keep a year. Red streak apples make a fine red jelly, boiled with the skins on them. If you have currant or grape jelly that has candied, they can be restored by making some apple syrup and mixing it hot. It will not require any more sugar, about 1/3 apple juice. Let it boil a few minutes. Very sweet preserves that have candied can be improved by this process. Apple marmalade. Apples make a very good marmalade when other fruits are scarce, and can be done at any time through the fall or winter. Pare the apples, cut them up and put them to boil, with some water and green ginger scraped, and tied up in a bag. After they have boiled an hour, take out the ginger, and put in 1/2 pound of sugar to 1 of fruit. Let it cook an hour longer. Peach marmalade. Take soft yellow peaches, pare them and cut them in quarters. Give them their weight in sugar. Put the peaches in the preserving kettle with a pint of water, without the sugar, and let them boil till they are well cooked, covered over with a plate. When done, mash them in the kettle till very fine, and stir in the sugar. Let them cook slowly an hour, or they may be finished in a stone jar in the oven, or set in a stove boiler, and the water kept boiling all the time. They are not then so likely to burn as when finished over the fire. They will do with less sugar if they are dried in the sun 2 days previous to preserving. Another way. Pare and quarter the peaches, and to 8 pounds of peaches, allow 5 pounds of sugar. Put them on, sugar and peaches at once, mixing them through. Let them stew slowly till a syrup forms, when they may cook pretty fast for several hours, without once stirring. Then take them up and mash them well. If the marmalade is not thick enough, spread it on dishes and dry it in your oven after the bread is taken out. Quinces and apples may be done in the same way. Quince marmalade. Pare the quinces and cut them up fine. Put the parings and cores to boil, then strain them. Put in the quinces and let them boil till soft, when mash them fine, and put in 3/4 of a pound of sugar to 1 pound of fruit. Let them cook gently for 2 hours, and take them up in pint bowls. When cold, put brandy papers on the top of each and paste them over. They will turn out whole to put on table. Marmalade of mixed fruits. Pare equal quantities of peaches, apples, pears, and quinces. Cut them fine, and put them to boil with 1 pint of water, to 6 pounds of fruit. Let them cook thoroughly, but do not let them burn. Take them out and mash them well. Clean the kettle, and put them back with 1/2 their weight in sugar. Let them cook very slowly for 2 hours. Lemon marmalade. Soak the peel of lemons that have been left after making lemonade, changing the water twice a day for 3 days to extract the bitter. Boil them till soft, then mash and put in enough sugar to make it pleasant to the taste. Stew it a short time after the sugar is put in. Put it in a bowl, and when cold, cut it in slices for the table. It will keep several weeks. To conserve pears. Have the nicest pears you can get. Pare them and leave on the stems. Take 1/2 pound of loaf sugar to 1 pound of pears. Put them in the kettle together, with water enough to moisten the sugar. If the pears are very juicy, they will not need any. Cover them over with a plate, and let them boil very gently for 2 hours. Take them out on dishes, and boil the syrup to jelly, and put it away by itself. Set the pears in the sun, or in a moderately heated oven. When quite dry, sprinkle them with loaf sugar, and put them away in glass jars. Peaches in cider. Scald and wipe the peaches. Cut them from the stone and dry them in the sun 2 days. Boil 1 gallon of sweet cider half away. Put in the peaches and let them stew slowly till done. They will keep without any sugar, but you can put some in if you wish them sweeter. Pears can be kept in the same way. Peaches, etc. in brandy. Take fresh yellow peaches, or large clingstones. Pour boiling water on them, and wipe off the down. Make a syrup of 1/2 pound of sugar to 1 pound of fruit, and boil and skim it. Put in the peaches, and let them cook for 15 minutes. Take them up without any syrup, and cool them on dishes. Boil the syrup down to half, and put an equal quantity of peach or French brandy. Pour this over the peaches after they are in jars. Plums or cherries may be done in the same way. Grapes in brandy. Put some close bunches of grapes, not too ripe, in a jar, and prick each one with a needle. Strew over them 1/2 their weight in pounded rock candy, and fill up the jar with brandy. To conserve peaches. Take the yellow peaches, pare them, and cut them from the stone in 1 piece. To 6 pounds of peaches have 2 pounds of sugar. Make a syrup of 3/4 of a pound of sugar and a little water. Put them in and let them stay till they are quite clear. Then take them up carefully on a dish and set them in the sun to dry. Pound the sugar fine and strew over them, turning them over to let each part have some. Do not put much on at a time, and if any syrup is made, remove them to fresh dishes. When they are sufficiently dry, lay them lightly in a jar, with a little sugar between each layer. If the peaches are sweet clings, 3 pounds of sugar to 12 peaches will be enough, if you dry them a day in the sun before they are stewed. Sauce of cherries or damsons. Allow 1/2 pound of brown sugar to every pound of fruit, and to each 7 pounds a pint of molasses and 1 of strong vinegar. Let them cook slowly, so as not to break the skins. Take them up in a jar, put in a few cloves. Let the syrup boil longer, and pour it over. Frosted fruit. Take large ripe cherries, apricots, plums, or grapes. If cherries, cut off half the stem. Have in one dish some white of an egg beaten, and in another some powdered loaf sugar. Take the fruit one at a time, and roll them first in the egg, and then in the sugar. Lay them on a sheet of white paper in a sieve, and set it on the top of a stove, or near a fire, till the icing is hard. Grapes for pies. After the first frost, pick the wild grapes, and put them in a jar, free from stems. Fill it with boiling molasses, and tie it up close. Set it on a hot hearth, or on the top of a stove in a pan of water for several days. These are very useful to make common pies in the winter. Green tomatoes for pies. Pick the green tomatoes before they are much frosted. Scald them and take off the skins. Put them in your kettle and let them boil for half an hour. Cut them up and put in a pound of sugar to 3 pounds of tomatoes, and let them cook for half an hour longer. Season them with the juice and peel of a lemon, and put them away in jars. They make very good pies in the winter, and resemble gooseberries. Conserve of roses. Gather the leaves of the damask rose while they are fresh. Spread a pound of loaf sugar on your cake board, and roll in about half a pound of rose leaves, or as many as will work into it. Have your kettle cleaned, and stew them in it very gently for about half an hour. Put it in tumblers to use when you have a cough. It is very good for children that are threatened with a croup. You should have some by the side of the bed to use at night. To keep damsons for pies. To every 12 pounds of damsons, take 7 pounds of brown sugar. Put them together in a stone jar, a layer of fruit and a layer of sugar. Tie it up close, and set it in a heated oven. Let it stay till it is cold, and continue to set it in, after every baking, for several weeks. Or you can cook them on the top of a stove, in a pan of hot water. Dried cherries, etc. Dried cherries should be kept in a jar, with sugar sprinkled among them. They're very useful in sickness. A teacupful of cherries, with a quart of boiling water poured on them, and left to draw for half an hour, with sweetening, makes a very agreeable drink when you cannot get lemonade. When stewed for pies, you should allow them plenty of water, and not put in the sugar till they are nearly done. Boiling water poured on dried apples also makes a good drink in sickness. Apple butter, with remarks on the use of earthen vessels. Have your kettle well cleaned, and fill it early in the morning with cider made of sound apples, and just from the press. Let it boil half away, which may be done by 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Have pared and cut enough good apples to fill the kettle. Put them in a clean tub, and pour the boiling cider over. Then scour the kettle, and put in the apples and cider. Let them boil briskly till the apples sink to the bottom. Slacken the fire, and let them stew, like preserves, till 10 o'clock at night. Some dried quinces, stewed in cider and put in, are an improvement. Season with orange peel, cinnamon, or cloves, just before it is done. If you like it sweeter, you can put in some sugar an hour before it is done. If anything occur that you cannot finish it in a day, pour it in a tub and finish it the next day. When it is done, put it in stone jars. Anything acid should not be put in earthen vessels, as the glazing is poisonous. This way of making apple butter requires but little stirring. You must keep a constant watch that it does not burn. Pears and peaches may be done in the same way, and if they are sweet, will not require sugar. Another way. It is important to have a large copper or bell metal kettle, into which put the cider as soon as it comes from the press. Put it over a brisk fire and boil it half away. Then put the cider from the kettle into clean stone jars. Warm the jars to prevent the danger of breaking them. Have your apples pared and cut overnight, as many as would fill your kettle twice. Have the kettle well cleaned, and in the morning put in half the cider, and fill the kettle nearly full of apples, and put it over a brisk fire. When they begin to boil up, stir them down, which may be done two or three times, before you put in your stick to stir constantly. Then put in the rest of the apples and cider, as fast as the kettle will take them, and boil it 4 hours after the last apples are put in, stirring it all the time. You should have for the purpose a stick made of hickory wood, somewhat like a common hoe, with holes in it. Candied preserves, etc. If your preserves candy, set the jars in hot water for half an hour. If they are in glass jars, put them in something else, as glass cracks easily when exposed to heat. Preserves made with white Havana sugar are not so liable to candy as others. Common preserves are improved, and are more certain to keep well, by being placed on flat dishes and set in a brick oven after the bread is taken out. They may remain 2 or more hours without injury. When preserves are about to boil over, you should have a common fan at hand and fan them, which will sometimes answer instead of taking them from the fire. Cider marmalade. Boil 2 gallons of sweet cider down to 1 gallon. Have ready 2 gallons of apples, pared and cut. Pour the cider out of the kettle and clean it. Then put in the apples and pour the cider in, and 2 or 3 pounds of sugar. If it will not hold all conveniently, add at intervals. Let them stew 4 hours. Do not stir till they are nearly done. Stirring makes fruit stick to the kettle and burn. If you stir once, you must keep on. This is a pleasant sauce for dinner, or eaten with bread and butter at tea, and will keep in a cool place through the winter. Tomato figs. Take 6 pounds of sugar to 1 peck, or 16 pounds, of ripe tomatoes, the pear-shaped look best. Put them over the fire, without peeling, in your preserving kettle, their own juice being sufficient without the addition of water. Boil them until the sugar penetrates and they are clarified. They are then taken out, spread on dishes, flattened, and dried in the sun, or in a brick oven after the bread is taken out. A small quantity of the syrup should be occasionally sprinkled over them whilst drying, after which pack them down in jars, sprinkling each layer with powdered sugar. The syrup is afterwards concentrated and bottled for use. They retain surprisingly their flavour, which is agreeable and somewhat similar to the best figs. Ordinary brown sugar may be used, a large portion of which is retained in syrup. Molasses candy or taffy. Put a quart of good molasses, not sugar house, in a Dutch oven or iron pot, having previously greased it with butter. Let it boil very fast, stirring it all the time for 15 minutes. Then put in a teacup of sugar and let it boil 15 minutes longer, stirring all the time. Take out a little on a plate, and when it is brittle, pour it while hot into tin plates rubbed with butter. Put it in a cold place and break it up when you want it for use. Never put taffy in china or earthen plates, as they would probably be broken in taking it out. Some think it an improvement to add the kernels of black walnuts, nicely picked. Put them in just as you take up the taffy and give it one stir. A teacup of kernels to a pint of molasses is a good proportion. Walnut cheese. Take a pint of nice kernels and pound them in a mortar with 2 teacups of brown sugar and a tablespoon of water. Put it in cups or small bowls, and it will turn out like other cheese. It is a favourite refreshment with some country children. End of section 10. Preserves, jellies, etc.